Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznodzhiy in Toronto. The year was 1991. Two young men from the University of Jerusalem arrived in Mykolaiv. They were both Orthodox Jews with traditional black beards and black hats, and to my knowledge, the first Americans to come to our city. They came with a mission to attend the reopening of a synagogue that had existed in our city before World War II. I met them through my friend Igor. Igor is Jewish, and some of his family had emigrated to San Diego, California. Igor knew how much I loved to speak English whenever the opportunity presented itself. One lucky day, Igor said to me, "Come to our newly created Jewish children's summer camp, and you will be able to converse with Americans." The reopening of the synagogue was a great event for Mykolaiv Jews, the few who did not take part in the great exodus of Jews leaving Ukraine for Israel. Some preferred to remain in our city and restore at least some of what together the Nazis and Soviets destroyed, such as this synagogue. But our two young visitors knew very little about it, so they turned to me, a native of the city, for help. They said to me, "It's located somewhere at Moskovskaya Street. We do not know the address exactly. Can you ask the old people? Possibly they can still remember the place." Well, I was young at that time, so I asked my mother if she knew anyone who could help my friends. She also knew about my love of speaking English, so she asked around on my behalf. Finally, she located an old Jewish woman. I asked her, "Do you know location of the synagogue that was in Mykolaiv before the war?" She said, "We had six synagogues in Mykolaiv. Which one do you mean?" I said, "The one that will be reopened soon. Don't you know which one is that?" She said, "Do you know the ancient monumental building that was the Soviet Medical Workers Club? That building was the synagogue." And so our visiting Americans finally found what they had come for. As it turned out, only one was actually an American. His name was Beryl. The other was named Israel, and he was from Israel. Beryl was very approachable and friendly. So my friend Gennady and I invited him over for dinner. It was a bit of a challenge. He asked for kosher food and absolutely new glasses for drinking. He explained how we could provide a kosher meal, eggs and vegetables and no meat at all. Of course, we knew nothing about kosher food. For that matter, we had not even heard this word before. So we called what we made for him pseudo-kosher food. Many of our local traditions made him wonder, for example, fish and beer. He found the combination odd, which surprised me. Personally, I think fish and beer is a good and natural combination, and it's actually kosher, or at least pseudo-kosher. But I guess for our Jewish American friend, it was a matter of personal preference. Gennady and I had the great pleasure of speaking only English all evening long. It was such a rare treat to meet foreigners in our city. In Soviet times, Mykolaiv was closed to foreigners for military purposes. Today, the internet has opened up the world, but the world was a very different place in 1991. Beryl told us about his life in America. He had been a young street gangster in New York. Then he found religion, and his life changed dramatically. His words reminded me of the stories I heard told by various religious missionaries who came to our city. I attended a few of their meetings, not because I was interested in religion, but because I wanted to speak English. As it turned out, the missionaries were from all over the world: Mexicans, Gypsies, Indians, Koreans, and others. So much for speaking English. I did tell them, though, that if they wanted a receptive audience for a message strong on religion and weak in English, they should find another place for their mission. I told Beryl this story. It made him smile, and he said, "Let us not talk of religion at all. there are many other things to speak about. And so there we were. We spoke about various other aspects of life and discovered that our lives differed dramatically. I saw Beryl only once since that evening. He ended up becoming the head of the synagogue. Many years later, someone, I don't remember who, told me that he died in a traffic accident. I still remember with fondness August of 1991. It was a momentous month. My darling daughter Julia was born. It so happened that the night we dined with Beryl, my wife was 8 months pregnant. And that month, August of 1991, Ukraine became an independent country. I am Serhii Kaznodii in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!